The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim Daf Ches. To continue somewhat the discussion that we started in the previous two shiurim, but again, the whole kaleidoscope of sugyas that we have in front of us in these first 10 dafim and zvachim, where the interplay between the etzim dinah shel leil lishmona tzmuvu in the Mishnah by us, that's lo yotzi dechevasoi, but the carbon is not nifsal, again, besides for chatas and pesach, and we discussed in different karbonos the level by which that carbon is defined by the yotzi dechevasoi, carbon chatos. The definition of the carbon bimahus is the kapara shaboy. If there's no kapara shaboy, there's no carbon. There's no essence to the carbon without the kapara, which is not true by any of the other carbonas. Whether osham is true on that level with the same thing as chatos, maybe that really, even though it's all psukim, but maybe that's the definition of what's going on in the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham. If a chatos, by definition, is a different type of carbon, it's a carbon only the kapara. But an osham is not. Maybe we might want to add to that, that you see that the avoidus hadam of an osham is the avoidus hadam of a shlomim. It's very interesting. Osham has a dual identity. On the one hand, osham is brought because of an averu. Osham cannot be hugdash the huva unless there's an averu. That's on the one hand, it's mamash and karbachatas. That's a velezer. On the other hand, the avoidus hadam is not the avoidus hadam v'chatas. That might tell us that existentially an oshram is a regular carbon, like there's an oila and a shlomim and a toida, which is a form of shlomim, but there's a shlomim and there's carbon b'chor and carbon pesach, and there's also a carbon oshram. It's one of the other carbonas. It's not really a carbon chatas. Just, it's a regular carbon that's brought for an averu. So maybe that would, Maybe that's a little bit what's going on in the Machloikis. In that vein, let's add one interesting piece. We have the Gemara that comes up. It's brought in the Rishayin by us. The Gemara mentions it. It's really Menachas Dav Dalid, Sugyan Tumur Dav Chav Gimel Lamed Beis. There's the famous Drash of Yehoyada, Kabbalah from Yehoyada. Yehoyada, you're talking about a Kabbalah from the days in Nevi'im. That on the one hand, and it's learned out of a Pasuk, Dorash Yehoyada, that Moiser Oshem V'chatos, if there's leftover money was hufrash for an Oshem V'chatos, and the full amount wasn't necessary to buy the carbon, what do you do with the extra money? It was hugdash. It L'chayre has Kedushas Karbonis. On the other hand, you don't need it for that specific carbon. Again, an Oshem V'chatos can be brought arbitrarily. So what do you do with Moiser Oshem V'chatos? It's a whole Masech HaShkolim, it's full of Mishnayis, Moiser of all different things in Hegdish, what do we do with the extra? And the theme, of course, has to be that the Kedusha of Tzorech or usage B is consistent with the essence of Kedusha A. It's not considered being Mishana Midova Echel Lidova Sheini. It's considered a Tosefes, a subsidiary of that first Kedusha. And in this case, Dorash Yehoda from a Pasuk, that Moiser Oshem V'chatos is an Oilo. Which is interesting. What does an oila have to do with Oshem V'chatos? It seems that oila is the general theme of carbonus. The same way when we'll just throw out an example. When a goy brings a carbon, a goy, learn the Gemara later on, tells us that we learn out of a pasuk, carbonus akum, carbonus nochri, they cannot bring shlom, they bring oila. The general carbon, so to speak, if you go back to the history of carbonus, Odom, Noach, what was the standard carbon that was brought? The standard carbon where it's not eaten, the carbon where it's given on the Mizbech Lashem is a carbon oil. So general, Shem Kloli of Karbonis, we'll call an oil. And in that sense, Moiser and Oshem and Chatos also have in it the general sense of Karbonis. So the domim of theirs goes to Tzorchei Oil. So Briskerov wants to know that seems to be a bazundur drush of Dorash Yehoyada. The Gemara also brings halachal Moshe Mishinai. Like we said, the Mishnah is in Shkolim. Every single thing has its destination for Moshe. Moshe chatz and Oshem Oilo. So who needs the drash of Yehoyada? Seems that there's one thing halachal Moshe Mishinai, there's one thing the drash of Yehoyada. He explains that besides for oila being a shame klali of a carbon where that's the regular moisa where it's shayich to the underlying theme of chatus and ashram, besides for that, there needs to be an extra chiddush, and this is where Yehoyada came in, that to darshin, that you could take a carbon choiva and turn it into an adova. Oila is a carbon adova. Nobody's ever mechuyiv to me. Even when somebody has an avera, where he was mevatel mitzvah, say, where he wants to bring a carbon nedava, it's not a choiva. It's a carbon nedava that he's bringing. Neder nedava, where he's menadev a carbon in order to be mechapa. To take something which is existentially a carbon choiva and to turn that into a carbon nedava is itself a shinui, and that needs a bazundera chiddush of Dorash Yehoyada. What you see from the Biskirov is that choiva and nedava are not an arbitrary what you're using it for. Meaning, say the it's not just that the carbon, you have a carbon oilo, you have a carbon chatos, carbon ashram, different carbonists have different kedusha. There's a kedusha, a general sense of kedusha of carbon nedava, and carbon choiva is something else. We'll give an example, let's say. Where we're talking about the shame of the Kedusha as chal, in a more general sense, Yeledes, or other places where the person has to bring a carbon oif. And the carbon oif could be brought a oilas oif, but a chatos oif includes an oilas oif, and the whole Maseches Kinim is predicated on an idea that one is mafrish, certain amount of money, or two birds, which is called a kan. And one bird will be brought ultimately for the chatos ha'if, and one will be brought for the oilas ha'if. What's interesting is, you don't have to be mafish them l'chetchila as a chatos and as an oilo. You mafish the two birds together as a can for a carbon yeledes. And then you designate, minei ubei, which one is to be brought as an oilo, which one is to be brought as a carbon chatos. That's very interesting, because let's say this person wants to bring a carbon, he doesn't yet know whether he wants to bring an oilo, shlomim, a toido, any carbon that he could bring, kifi meitav ritzoinoi. He wants to bring a carbon. So could he be mafresh a behemah as a carbon, and then, like a player to be named later, he'll designate later on which kedusha's carbon should be chal? Of course not. There's no shame kedusha's carbon called carbon bechlal, and then later on, a month from now, he designates it as carbon X befrat. The carbon has to be chal, the kedusha of that carbon. All of a sudden, when we get to chatos and oilas oif, it can be chal in the general sense. Teretz says, the name of the carbon is carbon yeledes. Carbon yeledes includes two parts. There are two parts of one carbon. There's the chatos oif chelik, and there's the oilas oif chelik. So the two birds together function as one carbon. But the general name of a carbon, when we're talking about chatos and oshem as opposed to oilo, there's a sub-name called carbon choiva. And to change carbon choiva to carbon nedova might be a totally different type of hegdish, and that you needed dorash yoyoda to darshin that carbon nedova could be a subsidiary of carbon choiva. You could change what used to be designation of carbon choiva, if it's moiser, if it's left over, to a carbon nedova. This idea, by the way, finds expression. The Gemara, a few dafim ago, Davdala Mebeis, brings, the Gemara wants to know, where do we find the concept of carbon's brought shalei lishma? The halacha is that the carbon is kosher l'sheni any oil dechevosoi. Where do we find such a concept that you can take a carbon which was brought to be moitzi dechevosoi, and now the carbon is not more than a carbon nedava, it's not yotzi dechevosoi. How does the carbon get rewired? It wasn't that. It wasn't stomach carbon nedava. It was a carbon to be yotzi, to be moitzi the bound of dechevosoi. Choyves nidroi, choyves kaperosoi. Has it turned into a carbon, which is a nedava ba'almo, which is not moitzi? And the Gemara brings us a dogma of such a thing, moiser osham, where there was an animal that was designated as an osham. Pechatos lamoshul. If a chatos was, you brought a different animal, it got lost, you designated a different animal, yomusu. You can't do anything with a chatos, because a chatos is not more than just an expression of that kapara. If you can't do that kapara with it, yomusu. But an osham is not. Osham is somewhat different, like we said, it's talking about the blessing the rabbanon. An osham is not a chatos. The halacha is that moise osham can be brought as an oila. And the Gemara brings that as an example of something which is choiva, which switches over to a nedava, where there is no yitzias yidei choiva, so it's not more than a nedava. The tzushtel of the Gemara is a davar tamua. It's very, very difficult to understand. The process by which an Oshem becomes an Oila is that if you see that the animal was nidcha, that it can't be used for an Oshem, the Oshem was brought from a different animal, was yotzi de chavose already, so then it's given over out of the Rishus of Hegdish, gets a mum, and then it's used for Oila. So that's why. It was rewired, because what you have to do is you have to be menatic, you have to remove the carbon from the Rishus of Hegdish, has to get a bamum, and then you use it for an Oila. What does it have to do with a carbon which is rewired kishala atzmei? It could very well be that the tzushtel, the Gemara, is not so much in the Oshem and Oila Chelek. The Oshem and Oila Chelek, Takor, like we're saying, gets rewired with a process. Yenatik L'rayo. But to take something which has a name, which has a Shem Kodesh of Yitzias Yidei Chavos and turn that into a Nedova, is also a different type of carbon. It's also a different shame. It's also a different type of kodesh. That one could be turned into another. From that, we learn out that a shalei lishma carbon also makes sense in the musig of being menatic, something which was designated lechoiv, and now it's only, not more than a carbon adov. This divide that a carbon choiv and a carbon adov is two different types of carbon. It's not just that an oil and a shlom is two different types of carbon, but that the shame kloli of a carbon choivo and a carbon adov is two different things. We also find in it's a similar concept, but it's also the same idea, a carbon sibur and a carbon yochid. There are carbonis sibur that are brought, we mentioned before, si'irei regolim, which is a carbon chatos. That was the oil is ha sibur, is the regular carbon tamin and the carbon musafim that are described in Parshas Pinchas. All those are oilless, and together with those, on Yom Tov, also brought a carbon chatos, series and lechatos. There's a concept that's mentioned by us in the Gemara in Davov, and a few other places also, sugis and shvuas that deal with siri regalim. Behemoths that are left over that were designated to be brought as carbonis for Yom Tov, and they're left over. So the problem with every carbon is normally if you designate a carbon chatos, a different carbon shlom, carbon moilo, for that specific carbon, you can't just switch the behemoth to something else. It doesn't work that way. It has to be removed. It has to be that the din was the skaper, and then it becomes a balmum, and then you can be poided, and so on and so forth. Carbon sibur, there's a concept called lev bezdin masne aleim, Sakin Moshkosom questions whether that's two concepts, one concept, but the general concept is that Ki'ilu, when Bezdin, when the Kehanim were the authority of the Beis HaMikdash, was Magdish, that Behemel Chatchil, to be brought as the Korban, the Siri Regolim, whatever it was, Ki'ilu, it was only Ad Kama that it's going to be Hukrav. If it wasn't actually brought, so then, we were never Magdash in the first place. The Arayis Mineu Bein, the Sugis and Shvuas, that's not, it's not a regular Tanai. Kilo, a person can be Makadash a woman. Say, if, we're still happy with each other in a month from now, so then the Kedushin should be Chal. If we're not happy, I don't know how you're gonna figure that out a month from now, but if you have some objective way of figuring out that certain conditions weren't met, Lemafre, the Kedushin is bottle. So you could theoretically say the same thing is true. Bezdin is Magdash the Behemalev, Bezdin Masna Aleyem. And if it works out that behemoth was brought for that carbon, for that designated carbon, is all good. And if not, then I'm afraid the behemoth was not hukdash. It doesn't sound that way in the sugis. Sounds like it's more existentially in the hegdish, not a tnai, which is a general musig b'chol ha'tekul, in any creation of any chalois, you can make a tnai that thing shouldn't be chal. Over here, it's something existentially in the hegdish. What it sounds like is that the korbonis of Yom Tov, the be'etzem shame korbon, is that it's a korban tzibur. We didn't say there are korbonis that brought. We explained before, l'gabi siri regolim, that the chatos, the kapara shavu, is not the existential shame korbon. The shame korbon is that it's a korban of Yom Tov. It's a korban choiv. It's a korban tzibur. It happens to be that korban is brought by klal yisrael tzmechaper, but that's not really what the carbon is b'mahus. Let's add another level to that. All carbonis tzibur are really the same carbon. The siri regalim, which are katas, as well as the Purim, Elim, and so on and so forth, every part of what was brought for the Tamin and for the Musaf. It's all one, has one shame carbon called carbon Sibur. And Mamele, if it's not brought for that carbon, then inherent in the Kedusha is that that Kedusha is chal, that it could be brought for something else. Similar to what we just explained, legabe a chatas oif and oilas oif, the shema carbon is the carbon yeledis. It's chal on it, that it could be named later on, designated for which specific part of that marechet, which part of that carbon should be brought over here also. Karbonas hatzibur is karbonas hatzibur, that's the shame. Carbon choiv of the tzibur is a shame kishal ha'atzmoy. What's chal in the behema is that shame. If it's not used for that, it'll be brought for a different carbon. Of course, it has to be designated. The sub-name has to be designated before the carbon is brought. That's what the Gemara calls sakin moshchoson. When it's shechted, that itself is magdashit for that specific carbon. Before that, all you need to be chal in it is the shame. Kedusha's carbon, sibur bechlal. See, we have another example where the kedusha that's chal in the behema on the carbon is not just carbon oila as opposed to carbon shlamim and so on, but there are other parts of the process, and that's what we explained legabe, a carbon nidova lafuke, a carbon chayv, that's also a shame of a carbon, and that's really the chiddush, the eye-opening chiddush of the whole din of kosher l'shein el dechavosan, is that something that has kedusha of a carbon which is to be brought l'chayv, l'chayvas habaylim, should be only functioning at the level of the carbon nedava is a chiddush in the shema carbon itself. Another halacha that's mavur behemshech hasugis, and we have it a little bit over here and a little bit in a few dafim from now, is another interesting halacha in karbonas bechlal and in these sugis befrat of shalel lishma, is the fact that shlomim and pesach seem to have some type of overlap. Even though what's interesting is that a carbon shlomim and a carbon pesach have different dinim. Carbon pesach and carbon bechor are the only two karbonas which the only and carbon meiser also, those are all the same type of carbon that there is no zrikas shtayim shein arba on the mizbech. We say in Mishnah Yisayim Mekoyimim every morning. Those only have shvich achas keneged ha'yisoid as opposed to shlomim, oilo, and osham, which all have shtayim shein arba. Chata is something else, is matan dalt. But shlomim, every Pesach has a halacha that moiser Pesach, a Pesach shalei bizmane. Be mafish a carbon pesach, it has kedusha's carbon pesach, bring it shalem bizmane, it's a carbon shlom. Vlad pesach, shlomim. Pesach leftover lachazmane, shlomim. Moiser, if the money was designated, and not all the money, was used for pesach, the moiser is shlomim. Pesach and shlomim have some type of feature together. When you learn the end of Pesachim, it's mavur over there, that inherent in every carbon pesach is also a carbon shlomim. Where the overlap of that is and how that plays itself out the night of Pesach is a fascinating discussion. The last sugyan in Zvachim, big chiddush of the Or Sameach over there. In any case, it's not clear. There's a lot of discussion about Moisa Pesach that it might not lose its character of Karban Pesach totally to the Shlom. It's not just that it slips seamlessly from its role as being Kedusha's Karban Pesach to Shlom, but the two Be'etzem on Mechubar and connect to each other, and not necessarily does the carbon pesach lose its whole nature as a carbon pesach when it turns into a shlomim. This is a discussion about moisir carbon pesach maybe has to be eaten tzli, which is one of the dinim which is unique for carbon pesach, has to be eaten roasted, no other carbon has that din. The shvir es etzem, which is another din, the lav of breaking a bone of a carbon pesach, techachilose, which no other carbon has that din, might also exist. All these are thrown around by the Rishonim as a discussion. You see that they really took it seriously, that you can't just change one carbon to another shame carbon. Each kedusha that's chal is kishal atzmoy, a whole different type of kedusha. If you see that there is an interchange where one carbon turns into another, it's because those two carbonis are shaykh to each other, be'etzem. The example that's discussed, Tosis by us in Daf Tes, brings from Tes Krenim that Moisa Pesach is Nechal Yoim V'Laylo. The shear of Yoim V'Laylo is the shear of carbon Pesach. What's interesting is carbon Pesach is only Nechal B'Laylo, not the day afterwards. But that's mitzad the din of Achilles Korban Pesach. Mitzad the shlomim of Pesach, that is that chiddush of Rameya Simcha, it would be Nechal Laila and the Yoim following, the first day of Pesach. Lemaisa, Tesis brings from Teres Koinen, that the Korban Pesach, Moise Pesach, has Epis, some type of shieris of a shem carbon pesach, that's nechel yom v'layla. Piskarov explains it still has some type of character of carbon pesach. L'mayis in the Rambam is mufush, not the way the Karen Oyer brings out from the Rambam, that a moise pesach is nechel beiz yom v'layla echud. It would seem that the Rambam holds that existentially a carbon pesach is shayich to shlomim. Memela, as soon as it slips out of the role of being a carbon pesach, it slips into the role of being karm shlom, and a karm shlom kitzur also. It's nechel b'shnayom v'layla echud. Very interesting, just to leave with a thought, something that's always puzzled me. The two karbonis that have the extra din l'chumra, that they cannot be diverted to something else. The karbon chatos, which is brought shalai l'shmo, is possible. There is no status in a karbon chatos of any yotzi dechevosai. And we explained that it could be that the mahus of the gzeser kozum is to define that a karbon chatos can't be anything else but a yotzi dechevosai of the being a mechaper for the bialim. What about a karbon pesach? On the one hand, karbon pesach is totally not like a karbon chatos. It's the zrikas adam is different, the halachas are different, it's kashim kalim, it's eaten by anybody, it's brought by anybody. That should be the tzad hashava leumas all other karbonos with karbon chatos. Pseshtikol mikroi medarsheni. What makes it more difficult is this halacha of karbon pesach being able to slip into being a karbon shlomim. You see that pesach is not its own unique karbon without any shaykhus to any other karbon. It can be automatically in the kedusha of karbon pesach itself lies the koyach to be a karbon pesach, so to be a karbon shlomim. So why does Pesach have that din? What's the gather of the Gzeres HaKosuv that Karben Pesach doesn't have a status of being brought not L'shem Choyva? Alpidei HaDrush, maybe you could understand. Karben Chatzu, we're explaining more in Lomdus as a halachic definition. Karben Pesach, maybe you see that Karben Pesach is the foundation stone of all of Klal Yisrael. Every Karben is a Madrega Ruchnis where a person could be on the level of not integrating it L'shem Choyva, but it could be that he brought a carbon, he had a certain madrego which he was not connected with. Carbon is brought shalal d'shmo, so he's not fully connected, he's lo yotzi dechevosei, but the carbon is a carbon. Carbon Pesach is the existential creation of Klal Yisrael. Every year, we go through being created as Yidden with a carbon Pesach, to the point where lahalochu l'maisa, achroinim bring out that even though ger, we don't have that halacha because Gerus is not that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. But Gerus in the times of the Beis HaMikdash was ma'akiv in his Gerus to be a full Yid. He had to bring a carbon Gerus. That carbon Gerus, if he passed Pesach and he brought a carbon Pesach, that serves as the carbon Gerus. Why? Because the carbon Pesach existentially is the carbon of Gerus of every single one of Klal Yisrael. We became an Am HaNivchar al yedei the carbon Pesach. To go through that process on the level of Nidova, v'loyotzi dechevosei, is such a distortion of what that process is that it can't be true. So, v'melech, the halacha is over there, the Torah says that over there, there's no such thing, the carbon is possible. Again, that's derech drush. What the hesber is, mitzad lomdus, the hagdora, the halachic definition of the carbon is, that's somewhat of a puzzle. The carbon chatas makes no sense, that it should be be'etzim in the carbon that's not more than only a miskaper, but bovad.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.